Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
I want to thank you for joining me today. I'm Glovina, and it's a pleasure to have you. I'm glad to see we have so many that have called in, and it's just a pleasure to be with you today. I'd like to share a message with you, and it is a pre-recorded message, but I'd like you to listen to it, and I believe that it will be a blessing. It will also be an encouragement for you, and I think that is so needed in today's time. So please, I'd like you to just stand by and please listen. Cover me, Lord.
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 7. I've caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxed great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. I'm going to read it from another version, beginning 16. I'm going to go up one verse, verse 6 now. Then I passed by, and I saw you wallowing in your blood. And as you lay there in your blood, I said to you, live. There I said to you, live. I made you thrive like a plant of the field, and you grew up, and you matured and became very beautiful. Your breasts were formed and your hair grew, but you were naked and bare. Then I passed by and saw you, and you were indeed old enough for love. So I spread my cloak over you and covered your nakedness. I pleaded myself to you. I entered into a covenant with you, and you became mine, declares the Lord. The book of Ezekiel, it's in the Old Testament of the Holy Bible. And this book contains prophecies attributed to the prophet and the priest. He was a prophet and a priest, Ezekiel. And Ezekiel, this book is called one of the books of the prophets. But here in chapter 16, it's often referred to as the Old Testament parable of the prodigal daughter. It describes a shocking illustration of an ungrateful Jerusalem. And the ungratefulness in this chapter is compared to God's enduring love. This chapter is also linked, my beloved, to Ezekiel chapter 23, which deals with two daughters symbolizing, figuratively, the kingdom of Israel and Judah. If I could entitle this message today, I would title it, Cover Me, Lord. I want to begin by saying it takes time to really get to a point where you begin to feel that you are reaching some pinnacle goals in your life regarding your destiny. Because it takes time to learn how to exercise what God has given you. I said, cover me, Lord. You may not understand why God is leading you in a certain way. Because when I first started out studying the Bible, and we did have my bio read, I could only find two books. It was Genesis and Psalms. Mainly, I could locate Genesis because it was the first book in the Bible. And Psalms, I could locate that because it was a large book and it seemed to be in the middle. As time went on, my beloveds, I continued to study the Bible and my understanding was expanded. Because people took time to teach me. People took time to impart the Word of God to me and to explain things to me. So as my understanding expanded, my ability to implement the Word of God increased. But alongside of that, it enhanced my life. And it enhanced the lives of those whom I came in contact with. So as you heard my bio today, that includes me traveling to 5 of the 7 continents. I've preached in many places throughout the entire world, which was read to you. But what I want to say today is this, that we must get on the track of fulfilling our life calling. Because here's a key. God's love is his nature and his character. I'll say it again. God's love is his nature and character. Therefore, we have to get an understanding of God's love. And as we looked at Ezekiel, as we looked in chapter 16, verse 7, even though Jerusalem and Judah, even though they didn't give God the attention and the love that he required, he still covered them. It was God that nurtured them and brought them to maturity. You've studied it in the book of Exodus as well as Leviticus and Numbers. It was God's love. It was the character of God's love that matured them to a point where they could thrive, where they could be more than they could ever dreamed of. Don't forget, they were slaves that came out of slavery, a rich people. Now, we must remember that it is because of God's love, his nature and character, that we must understand that we too must learn of this love, be grateful for this love, and walk this love out as we interact with others. I said today, I'm talking to you about, Lord, cover me. So we'll begin to listen. Day by day, we'll experience that still small voice of the Holy Spirit as we begin to recognize the love of God. Because what we have to look at, my beloved, is that as we're starting out in the things of God, compare it to the development of a 6-month-old baby compared to an adult. God does not expect us to have it all together when we're stepping out on faith and trusting God to give us an understanding of who he is and how he actually exists. What are you saying today, Glovina? It is a growth process. I'll repeat that. It's a growth process. It's a growth process in such the respect as this. We can't be afraid, we cannot be afraid of making a mistake. Say that again, girl. We cannot be afraid of making a mistake. Just step out there. It's like a baby who begins to walk. When they stumble or they fall, you know what, we don't get on them about it. We encourage them, come on, get up. You can do it. You can do it. And that's what I'm encouraging you today. Whatever God has given you, don't be afraid. Don't beat yourself up when you don't get it just right. Let it go and keep walking. Get yourself up, put your head up, put your shoulders back, and begin to walk toward destiny step by step. Because you really don't realize how much you are growing in God. Normally, someone else will take notice, and you go, wow, I hadn't noticed that. Because the love of God is covering us as he is maturing us. And I want to say this right now. This growth process, God's will is always perfect. Remember that. God's will is always perfect for us, but it doesn't mean that we always do everything perfectly. And sometimes we even step out of God's will, which is always perfect, and we step into our permissive will. That's our self-inspired course of action. Say it again, girl. Permissive will is our self-inspired course of action. I'm going to say this right here. Let's take a pause here. Some of us need to go back and listen to some of the other recorded Bible studies and preaching, because we have to listen to the Word and read the Word of God over and over again, because I often say repetition is the parent of learning. We don't get it the first time. We have to study it over and over again. Simply by reading it or listening to it, you're growing in the admonition of the Lord. Reading the Word of God puts you in His perfect will. I'm going to read another scripture for you. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. This is why sometimes it becomes a little complicated, or it seems like an impossible task or an impossible mission, but it is not impossible to get into the growth process and continue in the perfect will of God. Because number one, put Him in control, my beloveds. Allow God to control, because here's the key. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. I heard somebody say, that's it. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hey, I feel my help right now. I believe that the praying and the reading of the scripture and the singing of the song, praise God, is making my preaching easy this morning, because here's the perfect will of God. This is why we have to get ourselves in the growth process with God and put God in control, because His thoughts are not our thoughts. Come on, girl. Neither are His ways our ways. This is what God says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. And then He goes on in 9 and says, even as the heavens are higher than the earth. Hey, you can look up at the sky and you can see that it is above the earth. He says, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts as well are higher than yours. Oh, come on, girl. Listen at this. At 1 John chapter 1 verse 3, it says it like this: fellowship, companionship, friendship, partnership. This is how we get in these positions with God. We proclaim to you that we have seen what we have seen and heard, so that you also, hey, listen, so that you, my beloved, those of you that are listening to my voice right now, so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship, our companionship, our friendship, our partnership is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. You are in fellowship with God Almighty. And what a privilege. What an honor. Let's not take this for granted. Put God in control. You're co-laborers with Jesus Christ so that we can fulfill those three great blessings, my beloved. He commanded us. He gave us a responsibility. Be fruitful, multiply, and take dominion. What do you mean, be fruitful? Mature in God, communicate, have an exchange going, partnership, fellowship. Come on into friendship with God and begin to communicate back and forth with Him so that you can begin to learn some of these thoughts that are not your thoughts. Hey, come on, cover me, Lord. You're saying, even as I'm walking this path, God, cover me. I need your love, your divine character to cover me. Listen, first things first. God, what is your will for my life? What is the perfect will that God has for your life, my beloved? Are you just wandering around going from pillar to post, as they say, can't figure out what God's plan is for your life? Come on, settle in, buckle down, get the mind focused, that divine mind that he has given you. He's given you that creative ability, praise God. And he gave it to you so that you can mature, so that you can become like him, my God, because the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you. You are created in the image and in the likeness of Almighty God. I'm going to say it with power and with authority. You are the image and you are the likeness of God in the earth. Now let's exemplify those characteristics of God. First things first, God, what is your will for my life? What is the perfect will? I didn't say the permissive will. I didn't say our self-inspired courses of action. But where does God want us? My God, if you want to know the perfect will for your life, we're going to have to get and stay in the Word of God. And many of you are doing just that. You've committed a part of your life to reading the Word of God, listening to the Word of God, studying the Word of God. Listen, have you ever expected the Scripture to just leap off the page and say, this is the will of God for you? No, you've got to get into the Word. That's why they say, get into the Word, because it's not going to leap out. You've got to get into it. Listen, it may appear, it may seem like it's leaping off the pages, but as you get into the Word of God, it gets embedded within your mind and within your heart, and then the next thing you know, this, my beloved, is the definition of the maturity of God. Now your mind and your actions are one. Come on, girl, say it again. What you're thinking about in terms of the things of God, now it becomes part of how your body acts out. Hey, say it again, Govina. As you begin to get into the Word of God, as your mind is saturated with the Word of God, you begin to think like God. Come on, girl. You begin to get your mind on that elevated level where your thoughts become the thoughts of God. Come on, girl, you're going somewhere. And what happens now is that your body begins to line up with your mind. And now, listen, you're walking and talking like God. You're responding like God. You're not responding in the permissive will or the old way, but you're walking and you're talking as God would walk and talk in the earth realm. Hey, you said something there, girl. Hey, they're being uplifted right now. They're feeling the hope, and I'm feeling my help. Listen, and then when you're faced with a challenge, you want to know that you're in communion with God. When you're faced with a challenge, my beloved, you want to know that God can hear you. I said, Lord, cover me, Lord. That's your thought. As you're walking on this divine path, you can just say to him, Lord, cover me. Listen, during challenges and or you're at a crossroad or a period in your life of transition, you long to hear this. Go this way. Uh-huh, I know you do. Go this way. You're seeking God for which way to go. Listen, during those moments of challenge, when you're in a wilderness experience, when you're in a circumstance or a situation, or you're even going to the next level, you're going to the next dimension in God, you want to hear him say, my beloved, walk this way. Hey, come on, get on this path. Even though the path may have some turns to it, as life has twists and turns, you want to know that God is with you. Listen, as you begin to seek the revelation from God for what is the will from your for your life, you can have first-hand communication. Hey, come on, girl, you talking. You can have first-hand communication where you really know his voice. Oh, my God. And listen, you won't have a problem locating it. That's what I'm talking about. You begin to know his voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Hey, come on. And they won't follow a stranger. You say, uh-uh, that's not God speaking right now. Hey, this is God speaking to me. I'm going to move by the Spirit. Listen, sometimes wisdom and knowledge, we get wisdom, we get knowledge, and we receive prophecies. We don't solely look for this. Yes, it's good to get a confirmation of his word. They're very, very valuable. But listen, still, there's a part in us that needs, come on, girl, here you go.
There's a part in us that needs to be filled, and it only comes through the true fellowship, partnership, hey, come on, and the communication with Almighty God. This is what brings the will of God into our life. I just gave you the secret to the kingdom. I just gave you a key to unlock. Listen, the living time, your time is living moment by moment. The urge is to be in fellowship with God. We have to take action to do the will of God. In other words, it takes a level of obedience, the key to the kingdom. It's not always just knowing. You have to just say, it's got to be more than I know the word of God. Yes, you know the word of God, but are your actions lining up with what's in your mind and the words you have spoken? Listen, because sometimes we are not speaking faith-filled words. Listen, words are containers. But listen, the body has to begin, here's a key to the kingdom, the body has to begin to act out obeying the word of God. Doing, hey, an action verb, an action word, doing. Not just trying to figure it out, but walking it out. You get in your car, you trust your phone to take you to the address that you put in there. You don't know the way all the time, but you trust it. How much more should we trust in the living God? I'm going to read you another scripture, Ephesians 5 and 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Hey, come on. Don't be foolish. Understand what the Lord's will is for your life. Psalms 48, listen at this. I desire to do your will. What an affirmation, what a proclamation, what a decree we can make. God, I desire to do your will. In other words, I'm submitting my life to your life because God will never take your free will away, my beloved. Come on. He'll never take your free will away. He's given you the gift of free will to make your own choices. So we can proclaim, according to Psalms 40 and 8, I desire to do your will. Hey, come on, cover me, Lord. My God, your law is written within my heart. That comes from studying the word of God. Oh, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. My God, I feel it. Listen, St. John chapter 6, 38, it says, for I've come down from heaven, this is Jesus talking, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Even Jesus said, hey, I came to do the Father's will. And then listen to John chapter 4, verse 30. Chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus said to them, hey, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. I live off the will of God. Hey, come on. The Bible says that man or woman shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Lord, cover us as we walk this walk to fulfilling the will of our life that you have placed upon our life. When you released us from heaven, hey, we're headed toward our mother's womb. The will for your life was destined right then. God knew you before you entered in. He didn't just meet you at that point. He knew you, praise God. Now let's go deeper into knowing him. Listen, you want to grab the key to the kingdom of God? Come on into a deeper realm. Come on into communion and fellowship and friendship, and come on into that partnership with God Almighty, because he wants to give you that revelation, and he wants a rest restoration to take place in your life. Listen, God is not going to get a people. You are already the people of God. He's not working trying to drum up a group of people. God already has a group of people. He just wants us to practice what we preach. He wants us to practice what we've been speaking. He wants us to enter into the signs and the wonders and the miracles. He wants us to walk in the rhythm of signs and miracles in our life, praise God. Everywhere you go, you're dropping seeds of signs, wonders, and miracles. People are looking at you and the transformation and the restoration that has taken place in your life. They see the seeds of love. They see faith and power has been planted in your life. Listen, these are cycles, my beloved. They're mental cycles that take place in our life, a series, sequence, a succession, phases, listen, rotations, intervals, time taking place in our life. Listen, reoccurring succession of events, phenomena being completed and released and fulfilled in our life. Come on, are you with me today? Hey, somebody said, don't
Amen.
Get deep on me. Baby, make it plain. We're being built up on the inner man to be reconciled to a full and intimate relationship with God Almighty. Say that again. Listen, you're being built up in the inner man to be reconciled to a full, intimate relationship, partnership, listen, communication with Almighty God. God, cover us as we are in this escalation, Lord God, as we are ascending to a new level in you. God, as this planet is ascending and as it's going to a new level, cover us, God. We don't want to fall off the grid. Hey, we don't want to fall off, God. We want to ascend with you. Listen to the word of God. Ephesians, the third chapter, I'm going to read verses 17 through 20. Christ's life is being formed in us. Come on, cover us, God, as you're forming Jesus' life within us, that he would grant you. Come on, this is for you today. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Hey, so that you'll be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. I said the inner man or the inner woman. Listen, that spiritual person that lives on the inside of you, the real you. Listen, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the Come on, here we go. Listen at this. So that you can comprehend, so that you can understand, so that you can take it, praise God, and do something in your mind where you're able to conceive and visualize and vision. Listen, the length, hey, the depth and the height and the width. Listen at this. So that you can come to a new dimension to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Come on. It says now, the verse 7 said, now to him who's able to do exceedingly. I said, cover us, Lord, who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Here's the key, according to the power that works in you. You got some power working on the inside of you. But yet, you need the covering of the Lord as you're coming into these new dimensions. Hey, as things are ascending, we're going higher. We're not going lower. We're going higher. That inner spiritual growth. You're becoming aware that you're God's people, that you're part of this powerful remnant. And this remnant, my beloved, is all over the world. This inner strength God is giving you to practice what you preach, to read and believe his word, so that we can walk in victory, so that we can walk in the miracle working power of the living God. Proving, this is what you do when you do this. You prove to the world that Jesus is the Son of God. Come on, girl, you're going somewhere. God's going to reconcile us. Communication with God to learn the will, even down to the will. What was the will he had for Adam and Eve who lost their sense of how to have a relationship with God? Jesus put us back in right standing with that powerful relationship with God Almighty. Why? So that we could dispel fear and doubt and unbelief. So that jealousy could come out of us, praise God, and be destroyed, praise God. Pride and envy, God wants all of that out of us. Because God, he is of purpose. He's a God of purpose, plan, and design. I'm about to close. I'm going to read you another scripture. Listen at Joel chapter 2. I'm going to read you verses 25 and 29. Say, God, what's going on in my life right now? Why have I been feeling uneasy for this past week or so? Because he's got you in a restoration phase right now. Listen, Joel chapter 2, verse 25 through 29. So this is God talking. I'm talking about Yahweh. He says, "For I will restore to you the years that those swarming locusts have eaten." Mm-hmm. Hey, those crawling locusts, those consuming locusts. Hey, those things that tried to come in your life and tried to destroy where God had you on a path going. He said, "My great army." Hey, check this out. Hey, that I sent among you. Hey, I sent something to put a stop to you, but listen. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. So regardless as to what we've been through, we're still going to eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes in your home, just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hey, come on. You can say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If you just say it in your home, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. While you're cooking, if you can just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus over your food. That's what the women of old used to do. They used to speak Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh as they were preparing the bread. If you can just speak Jesus, 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 you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who's dealt wonderfully with you. Come on, girl. And my people, Amen. He said, shall never be put to shame. Listen, if you've been experiencing some shame, hey, listen, you're about to come out of that. And when you experience shame, God gives you double for your trouble. Hey, come on, I'm a witness. Amen. Listen, then you shall know that I'm in the midst of you. I'm the Lord your God. And there shall be no other. My people shall never be put to shame. Hey, I don't know about you, but you need to know that God's spirit is being poured out upon you. God, cover me right now. And it shall come to pass, it said, that afterwards, listen at this, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Hey, cover me, Lord. He's pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. Come on, girl. Your sons, your daughters, they're going to prophesy. Your old men are going to dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and my maid servants, I'm going to pour out my spirit in those days. He's going to pour out his character upon you. Hey, somebody say you hit the nail on the head, girl. Listen, he's going to pour out his spirit, his character upon you. Listen, your motives are going to become God's will. We begin to know, hey, what's behind the will of God? It's his character. Hey, it started, listen, when you got saved, when you said, "Help me, Lord," that's when it started. Hey, come on. Well, the seed of Jesus was planted on the inside of you. Hey, track with me, track me in the spirit. If you come on and track me in the spirit, because we went somewhere today, and it's just a new beginning. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, come on, girl, slow down, end it, wrap it up, don't wear your welcome out. You're in these folks' home, don't wear your welcome out, Vinny. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. Come on, old things have passed away. I said, cover me, Lord. Old things have passed away. You might as well say adios, amigos, to all that old stuff, because we're ascending to a new place in God, him who called us by glory and power. Listen, it takes time to exercise what God has given you. You may not be recognizing that God, or understanding why God is leading you in a certain way, but you can fulfill the destiny that is upon your life by walking in the love, which is the nature and the character of God. We must wrap our minds around this. You will begin to gently hear day by day and experience the still small voice of the Holy Spirit telling you to go this way and go that way. Remember, compare your growth to that of a six-month-old baby to an adult. We're growing in God. No matter where we are in God, we're still growing in God. God does not expect us to have it all. But as we develop that relationship with him and we have that interchange, that communication directly with God, we begin to take on the mind of Christ. And we begin to, our bodies begin to act out the mind of Christ. Because remember, as I close, God's will is always perfect for you. The permissive will is our self-inspired course of action. Please put God in control. Many of us have not reached that point yet.
But listen to this, my closing scripture, Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that it's been a light and a lamp for us. Your word, hey, my God, it's a lamp to our feet. We're taking, some of us are taking step by step, baby steps. Some are taking giant steps right now, God. But your lamp, your word is a lamp to our feet. It's just right above our feet. It's showing us which way to go so that we won't stumble. Your word is a light to our path, Lord God. It shows us ahead, my God, that there is hope, that there's a light, that we're walking toward a bright future, and for this we're thankful. Father, bless everyone that is listening to my voice right now, whatever their day, their season, wherever their station is in life. And Father, as we walk this walk and as we're ascending, cover us, Lord God. Cover us with your divine spirit. And help us, God, to go to those places that you have destined for us. I now pray for every family that is present, everyone that is representing their family. I pray for those families, and I pray, I anoint your homes, and I anoint your forehead in the spirit right now, each and every one of you. I lay hands upon you in the spirit, praise God. And I release the peace of God in your home, knowing that God is with you, and I place you now in the secret place of the Most High, and you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. God bless you, and I love you, and have a beautiful day.
Amen.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.